This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The Idaho Supreme Court this week issued a ruling that for all practical purposes means Idahoans will continue to pay a tax on groceries for at least another year. The legislature had voted this session to repeal the tax, and the governor vetoed it at the end of what he thought was his legal 10-day window to consider the bill. 30 legislators challenged the veto because they say he was a day too late. The case went straight to the state Supreme Court, and we asked University of Idaho Law School professor Catherine McFarlane to help us understand the court's ruling.
So the bill passes, the bill repealing the grocery tax and credit passes on March 22nd, and then the legislature adjourned on March 29th. So that adjournment is an important date. Now the bill goes to the governor on March 31st. So the notion of the bill going to the governor is formally known as presentment. It's a requirement under both our Idaho state constitution and the federal constitution. You have to present the bill as a whole to the chief executive. Okay, so the governor doesn't veto the bill until April 11th. Why is he doing that? Well, he was counting his 10 days starting with presentment. So the governor's argument was, I had 10 days after March 31st to veto this bill. Why is that? Santa Rosa, a 1978 decision, told me that the clock on 10 days starts running on March 31st. Now, the members that sued for mandamus and wanted to hold the veto void said, no, actually, all you had was 10 days after adjournment, which would have been March 29th plus 10 days excluding Sunday, which takes us to April 10th, so we're just a day off. Okay, so the court actually agreed and said that all you have are 10 days after adjournment, but here's the problem. The bill wasn't presented to the governor until after the legislature adjourned, so actually the presentment itself was void. So the bill could never have become a law by virtue of the legislature adjourning and then presenting it. So the important holding here is that the procedure through which the legislature presented the bill to the governor is what renders the attempted repeal completely void. It's been interesting that this has been presented as, you know, the veto standing. It's really not the veto standing. It's the fact that the bill wasn't presented in time. And that's a huge departure from Idaho procedure. So it's essentially going to require all business to be done on the day of adjournment.
So you say even though there really isn't, the veto isn't the question here, it has the same practical implication that the governor's veto does stand and that the grocery tax continues for another year at least.
Yeah. Right. So I've read news reports that this is going to be, the first item taken up when the legislature is back in session. But as the governor pointed out, this could reduce state revenue, and we have already decided as a state that we need to increase teacher salaries. And as a result of our pretty harsh winter, there are needs to repair our roads, both with respect to potholes and just ensuring that if we have another winter like this one, that the state doesn't shut down and we can avoid having so many days of school closure like we had to have this year. So there's a need for that money, and I didn't see a proposal that would make up the revenue we would lose if it's repealed.
Catherine McFarlane is an associate professor at the University of Idaho College of Law. She joined us from Boise.